Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, I have no idea what this is. And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abatacola. The Wolves host rival Grand Rapids Saturday night in a battle for first place. Tickets start at only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
It's an outlet for me to let some of my sarcastic out. And if I need to vent or I need to, you know, make fun of a celebrity or something, that's how I do it. Hopefully not too many of them come to the park and throw out the first pitch. That was my biggest fear in L.A. is that I was going to make a Kardashian or Bieber was going to throw out the first pitch. And I was going to have to, you know, hey, you're the guy that was making fun of me on Twitter. But luckily it didn't happen.
That's Cubs pitcher Brett Anderson using social media to go after some celebrities. He was with Spiegel and Parkins earlier today. You can hear the rest of that interview at 670thescore.com. In the spring training on the field, the Cubs host Arizona tonight with Kyle Hendricks on the mound. First pitch at 9:05. Len Casper coming up next with the boys. Chris Bryant scheduled to join the guys at 5. The White Sox take on the Royals. Reynaldo Lopez starts. First pitch is just a few minutes away. World Baseball Classic. Team USA faces Venezuela. Drew Smiley opposes Felix Hernandez. First pitch at 8. Earlier today, Japan beat Israel 8-3. NBA, the Bulls are back in action tonight when they host Memphis. Cameron Payne is out. Rajon Rondo starts at point. Game tips at 7. In hockey, bad news for Artem Anisimov. He's out for 3 to 4 weeks. The Blackhawks are off today with Ottawa in town tomorrow. AHL, the Wolves host Texas tonight. Puck drops at 7. College hoops, NIT, Illinois State takes on UC Irvine. Game starts at 8:30. NCAA play-in game tonight. NC Central faces UC Davis, followed by Providence and USC. NFL, all charges of aggravated assault from an incident in February have been dismissed against Darrell Revis. This scoreboard update is brought to you by TCF Bank. Join the Score and Dos Equis at Merkle's Bank and it'd be good if it was a bank. You can join the Score and Dos Equis and have some beers at Merkle's Bar and Grill on Clark Street in Chicago. You know where it is. On Sunday, March 26th from 5 to 7. Come by and watch the game. Enjoy a cold Dos Equis and grab some great Score prizes. I'm Matt Abatacola and you're listening to 670 The Score. Celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score, and online at 670thescore.com.
Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
And he hits a high drive out into center. Jankowski will watch it go! A home run! A two-run homer for Ian Happ. I did not see it land.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Didn't see it land. Maybe it never did. Who knows where the booming drive actually went. So we're at spring training, and time to talk some Cubs baseball. There's been a lot of other stuff going on. By the way, there is a report out there that we're going to get to in a little bit that the Illini have their big bag of money. The latest offer of it could be to current Virginia head coach Tony Bennett.
Yeah, that'll bore you to
yes,
death.
Yes, if you want to play really boring basketball and spend a lot of money to get it. So if you want that, enjoy. But we now go to the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline, be the MVP of your family, and pick up a Home Run Inn Pizza tonight to talk to Len Casper, who's on Twitter at Len Casper and has been taking in a whole lot of Cubs. Hi, Len.
All right, guys. So I hear you're coming in the other night. I send Dan a nice text and say, hey, if you guys want to meet up tonight, I would love to see it. And I get this, well, we're landing at 10:30. It's going to be too late, early day tomorrow. And then all I hear about all day today is that you're out till, what, 6 in the morning?
No, we weren't
no,
out
till 6
in the morning. I appreciate you guys blowing me off.
We didn't want to take you down that tunnel, man.
Look, you're
too high class.
You are way too good to be involved in any way with what went on last night.
There were pictures and videos.
Yeah, we did you a favor.
Well,
trust me.
We have plausible deniability now, so that's good.
So what's going on, Lynn? I mean, we're in the spring training of the 2016 World Series champion Chicago Cubs, and we're trying to figure out what this spring training is about.
Yeah, it's been a fun spring. It feels pretty similar in terms of the fan turnout, the interest, all of that, to springs past, just because the Cubs usually are the most popular team out here. But I think there's even a little bit more interest considering they are the reigning World Series champions. There aren't a ton of storylines to sort out. You know, really, it's a final bench spot. Who's going to be the fifth starter? What the back end of the bullpen or the extra guys out there will look like. And then just making sure everybody's healthy. That's pretty much it. But I wouldn't call it a boring spring by any stretch of the imagination. And as much as I love seeing Chris Bryant hit home runs and Anthony Rizzo do his thing and Javier Baez before he joined Team Puerto Rico do his thing, it's much more about Eloy Jimenez and Ian Happ and Pierce Johnson and guys like that, the prospects who are in this organization who we probably don't talk about nearly as much as we did Schwarber, Bryant, et al. When they were in the system, because these guys are blocked. But I think it comes down to what do you do with an Ian Happ if by July you feel like the defense is good, and he's a major league hitter at this point. Do you just kind of let him continue to develop in the minor leagues? Do you try to find a spot for him in the second half on this roster, or is he a trade candidate at some point? So I think those are kind of intriguing baseball conversations as we look at this camp.
I don't know if you heard what Theo said about that yesterday when I asked him specifically about these guys who are blocked, and he was pretty emphatic bringing up Bobby Grich. He said, hey, sometimes it happens. Sometimes you get blocked. Bobby Grich had two MVP seasons in AAA before he got his chance. I'm like, okay, then.
Right.
All right, Mr. President. This is about the now. When you say good problem to have, he didn't even think it's a problem.
Right, and yeah, for a kid like Happ, I mean, you could see him maybe at the end of the year getting a little taste and just kind of observing and maybe being a pinch hitter or whatever. But you're not going to bring him up to sit the bench before that. The only way you would do it is if there was some kind of injury. And I think they do look at him as maybe the heir apparent to Ben Zobrist. Now, Baez is really a starting major league player right now without a specific position, even though I think he's going to play second base a lot. But I think Happ kind of projects as a super utility guy who can maybe move around defensively a little bit. But I just like the fact that it's not just the big league team and then there's nothing behind it. I like the fact that you can look at an Eloy Jimenez and there's some Jorge Soler comparisons to make. He's really been impressive with the bat. He may be even a little ahead of where Soler was at his age. And then the pitching is the thing we always kind of tend to talk about. And I think that may be the bigger question in the following years, because Lackey could possibly be in his final season in the big leagues, will Jake Arrieta stay on a long-term contract or decide to move on with a big free agent deal in the offseason? So they're going to have definitely to make some changes in the rotation moving forward. But position player-wise, this organization is in very good shape for a long time to come.
How's Jason Hayward doing?
Well, you guys saw one of his better games yesterday. He had two hits. I like the fact that he went the other way. Talking to people, and I've talked to Joe, you know, they don't care about the results as much as sticking with the plan. You guys probably saw that the setup looks very different. The hands are low, and they're away from his body.
I was watching his hands during BP, watching his hands during the game. There's still a lot going on there, and I worry with some of the moving parts that it doesn't take much to get something off schedule.
Well, I've seen the slow motion shot of the swing, and I agree with you watching from behind home plate up in the press box that it still looks like there's stuff going on, but it does look better. The side swing view does look better. I just like the fact that he's maintaining, you know, a stiff upper lip, so to speak. I do think mentally, second year with the Cubs, after signing the big deal, it invariably happens with all these guys who come in here playing at Wrigley Field half your games. It's a very different setting, so maybe he can relax a little bit. I think the story of Game 7 and the speech, all of those things maybe give the fans a little bit more leeway with him. We know defensively he might be the best outfielder in the game, but, yeah, he had a bad year offensively. And, you know, fortunately right now you've got such a stocked lineup that you don't feel like you have to have a big year from him. But if you get one, oh, my goodness, this would be the best lineup in baseball if Jason Hayward is the guy they thought they were signing offensively.
No, it might be anyway. You know, the thing is that if you still have ascendant players, and if you look at what some of the reasonable expectations are for the step that Addison Russell could take, and when we were saying last year, look, that this was a guy who, when they acquired him, thought he could be a potential MVP candidate, and we were comping him to Barry Larkin. So I don't think it's a stretch to think that if some of these guys perform at the high levels of their range of expectations, that you are talking about the best lineup in the league.
Right. I think, Dan, specifically in terms of Hayward, I don't think it's an either-or thing where if you're a fan, you can sit there and go, he's not worth $23 million a year, right? Why'd they give him 8 years? I mean, a guy hitting .230. It can be both. It can be he's a winning ball player that he does a lot of other things, and he was a big negative offensively. Like, both are true. And I do think that one of the reasons he got the contract was that he was not a one or two tool player, that he does do other things that help you win. And my thing is, they won the World Series with him hitting .230 whatever, and I don't expect it to get worse. I do think he'll have a better offensive year. I don't know how much better it will be, but I don't care if they were paying him $300 million a year. He's going to get a World Series ring. So sometimes we do get a little too caught up in value in terms of contract. This is a big market ball club, and I do think we're a little beyond the point now where you go, oh, man, you know, if they didn't pay him $23 million, they could have gone out and done something else. I don't think we're at that point. I think they feel that he's a big part of this.
What does winning the World Series allow Joe Maddon to peel back from the things that he's done in past years? I'm not saying that he's not going to be himself, but once you win the World Series and guys understand what the journey is about, maybe they can pass that along to guys who weren't on this roster last year, and the younger guys grow in that culture, so to speak. What does he not have to do this year, in your estimation?
You know, the one thing he doesn't have to do, which he did so well last year that it almost felt like it wasn't even an issue, and that is protect his players from all the historical narrative stuff. I don't know how you guys felt about it, but they were so good, I just felt like that those questions didn't even get asked. And that's partly because of Joe, that he answered all the big questions about 69 and, you know, 1908 and all of that stuff. But that's gone now. So he doesn't have to deal with any of that. Whether or not that was even a factor last year is up for debate. Beyond that, Jay, I don't think anything really changes for Joe. You might do some fewer of the crazy trips just as time moves on with the same group. It might, you know, you might want to be more sporadic with it. But I don't expect Joe to really change much at all. And if anything, I feel like he feels like he's getting younger mentally as his body ages. And I really appreciate that about him. When he got hired, he said, what is it, 60's the new 40 or whatever. And I think that he really tries to put himself in the shoes of a 23, 24, 25-year-old kid. And they all get along with him really well because I do think he can relate to them on many, many levels.
I remember last year at this time we were talking about what the how many wins the Cubs would have, and you said, and correctly said, look, the chances of the Cubs winning 97 games are probably slim. And we and then they go, they do what they did. And we understand that going into this year, and this I keep getting back to this, amid all of this continued sort of postprandial satisfaction. The Cubs are probably not going to win the World Series this year. It is really, really hard to win the World Series. And we should know, and anybody that was as close to this thing last year as any of us were, any fan was, knows how many things had to go right. So I wonder what level of understanding there is, because sometimes you get this feeling, it's like, oh, the sense of entitlement that this is what it is, and now that they've reached this point, no, there's that doesn't exist, and it doesn't get easier. In fact, it may even get harder and less likely. And I hope people really understand that all of that fun is not, you know, it may happen three more times, it may happen no more times, but just understanding where these ranges of likelihoods are with some realism.
100% agree with that. I kept thinking last year how hard it is to win, and why not do it now? Because if you have five or six cracks at it over the next 6 or 7 years, it does not guarantee once you get to the playoffs, no matter how good you are in the regular season, that you can win. Now, having said that, and we don't really know, but anecdotally we can look at what actually happened. The 103 wins, clinching a couple of weeks early, everybody they played had to use starting pitchers on short rest. Bullpen was in tatters. The Cubs weren't. And if you look at the World Series, I think if the Indians were going to win that series, it felt like they had to do it early. And they had Game 5 might have been their Game 7. The Cubs were able to outlast them by never really having to question who was going to start the next game. So you get a little bit of an advantage that way. But having said that, you're one non-four-run inning away from facing Johnny Cueto in Game 5 at what would have been, I think, a pretty nervous Wrigley Field. You were down 2-1, had been shut out in back-to-back games against the Dodgers, knowing that you're going to have to face Kershaw again. And then you're down 3-1 to the Indians. So as everything went right for so long, if one thing hadn't gone right in those three series, they wouldn't have won it. So it does really illustrate how difficult it is to win the World Series. And I just think that right now, if you're a Cub fan, guys, you got to win this division. You got to be in the playoffs. Those are kind of the baseline goals. And then beyond that, you hope you go as far as you possibly can once you get to October.
You know, it's crazy because when we think about it, looking forward to conversation with Chris Bryant today, but when you think about it, the guy is the National College Player of the Year, and then he is the Rookie of the Year, and then he's the MVP. And oh, by the way, his swing plane was changed a little bit going into that MVP
season. Don't forget Minor League Player of the
Year. Yeah, Minor League Player of the Year as well. Yeah, right. So he got 4 awards in 4 straight years, and they tinkered with his swing plane so he can cut down on his strikeouts.
Which he did.
Where does he go from here? Well, is it unreasonable to think that there's like another step that this dude can take?
It's funny. So he hits this long home run to right center the other day. And I point out, and I probably didn't realize the irony of the comment when I made it, and only afterwards did I laugh a little bit. I said to Ron Coomer, I was calling the game on the score, I said, of his 39 home runs last year, only one was hit to the right of center. So we were kind of basically like, it almost sounds like a critique. So it's like saying, you know, the guy hit 70 home runs last year, but he only hit 3 to right. We're parsing it to that point now, where it's opposite field power. And the reason he didn't do it is because everybody pounded him inside. That's why he's got the protection on the front leg. And I'm sure you guys will talk about that. But he pulled everything last year because that's what where guys were pitching him and trying to bust him inside. So if that's the quote weakness, I mean, he's on a Hall of Fame track at this point. That's all you can really say.
Not to mention the base running and defense at multiple positions. You know, when you are in conversations, when these conversations start with Mike Trout and Chris Bryant. And a Mike Trout is a generational level talent. He is essentially the second coming of Mickey Mantle. And really, it means that. I mean, he truly is, in so many ways, the second coming of Mickey Mantle right in front of us. This is a living legend at the peak of his powers. And for Brian to be talked about with that guy, and even, I believe, in his first 2 years, has a higher wins above replacement, or like the best two numbers to ever start a career. The one thing about him is that, of all guys, he has a demeanor and a calm about him in his personality that suggests that it's not going to get to him. No matter the endorsement, he's already done a ton of endorsements and all the billboards and clothing companies and equipment and all that. And he just seems to have a certain equanimity of personality.
Totally right. Now, so the first point on Trout, that's his best comp, is Mickey Mantle. And if his legs stay healthy, he's going to have a better career than Mantle, because he should be able to run better throughout his career. That was the one thing for the Mick late in his career. He didn't move quite as well. On Bryant, it's funny that the criticism of his defense at third earlier, a couple years ago, whether he could play third, which is not a question now, actually has become a huge strength in making the case that he is one of the top two or three players in the game, that he can play multiple positions and do it at a pretty high level. I don't know how much he's going to play the outfield this year, but it'll probably be more often than we think. And for that reason, and with Zobrist having to move to the outfield on occasion, with Baez getting in the lineup, that might really affect Matt Caesar and his ability to make the team, just because they have so much depth out there. But the other thing about Chris is he's the real deal. What you see is what you get. He is a baseball gym rat, and for that I give his parents a ton of credit. They go to a lot of our ball games. I've gotten to know his dad really well, and man, did they raise this kid right. I mean, he is everything you would ask for in a Major League Baseball player, and he should be doing this for another 15 years.
Talked a lot about Adam Warren last year and the versatility and the hopes for him. Who on this pitching staff, whether it be reliever, long guy, or starter, where you think, you know what, they've got something that they don't know what they have yet, or they're going to unleash it at a certain moment in the season?
I think it's Mike Montgomery, and I think initially his ability to pitch out of the bullpen will probably hurt him, so to speak, because I know he wants to be a starter. I feel like they might lean toward Anderson to start, just because he might need more of a routine with his injury history in the back. But Montgomery, I think, is going to not only, you mentioned Adam Warren, but I think Travis Wood, the ability to do a lot of different things. Montgomery's got great stuff, and I think that trade, you know, played out that he got the save in Game 7 of the World Series, but I think that's a good long-term deal for the Cubs. They gave up Daniel Vogelback, who was blocked by Rizzo at first, and I think that trade is going to pay off more this year and next year than maybe even it did at the end of last year.
Final spot on the bench position player-wise, there's LaStella, there's Candelario, and then there's Matt Caesar, who is a popular and valuable player in his own right. How does this play out?
Like I said, I think it's all else equal, I think it's going to be real tough for Matt to make it, because I think it's a lot more difficult to find the Tommy LaStellas of the world, guys who can come off the bench, left-handed bat, handle velocity late in a ball game. And if there's a roster in the National League that can have a specialist, it's the Cubs, because they have so many guys who can play multiple positions. I mentioned Bryant and Zobrist. Contreras played left a fair amount last year, too. So you've got like seven outfielders already, without counting Matt Caesar. So it could be a trade here in the next couple of weeks. I suppose you could keep both, but that would mean you'd have to go with 12 pitchers, which I think is probably unlikely at this point. So, again, barring injury or anything else, I think LaStella might have a little bit of an advantage in that regard.
Interesting what you said, handle velocity. and in baseball now, how significant that is for somebody who's going to be coming in once the bullpen machines are firing up, and in comes one power arm after the next, that the ability to be able to look at something 97, 98, 99 and be able to square it up is in and of itself the reason a guy's on a roster.
Absolutely. And Westell is that guy. They call him 3 a.m. for a reason. He can roll out of bed at any point.
Oh, I thought he was out with us last night and we didn't know about it.
He was our Uber driver.
You guys are the new 3 a.m. Tommy does something that not a lot of other guys at his age in particular can do, and that is come up with a big at bat late in the game.
Len, always fun to talk to you, man. It was good seeing you yesterday, and we'll do this again very, very soon. Enjoy this weather while we get back to Chicago.
Safe travels, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Len. That is Len Casper, the television voice of the Cubs, and occasionally you hear him as the radio voice during spring training. His broadcast has sounded really, really good.
Sometimes during the postseason as well.
That's true. He helped out there, too. 312-644-6767. That's our phone number. Following what's going on with the University of Illinois and the rumored pursuit of Virginia head coach Tony Bennett, he's a really good coach, and he's a terrific defensive coach. And he wins enough games. It is not a thrilling, compelling brand of basketball.
Not an aesthetically pleasing
product
that Virginia and Woogie Boogie have put out there before.
It was Woogie Boogie, right?
It was Wisconsin Green Bay for a little bit?
It is a grind.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin, too,
and
right?
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a grinding kind of basketball. If you like it, enjoy, but that's... I mean, he may jump for that $5 million a year, which is the rumored number. 5 years, 25. The Fred Hoiberg contract could be available in Champaign. Think about that.
I want to get to, at some point, an all-too-familiar tale when it comes to NFL football players.
312-644-6767. Bernstein and Goff from Mesa on the Score.
Watch and listen to every NCAA tournament game live on 670thescore.com. Presented by Sam Adams. Pursue better. The big dance is here. Listen to Whip Around NCAA men's basketball coverage from Westwood One. Free on the TuneIn app.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Let me finally weigh in on LeVar Ball. This guy might be crazy, or he might be crazy smart, but more likely, it's something in between. Because the biggest sporting event on the planet is about to kick off, and the only thing everybody seems to be talking about is the dad of a UCLA point guard. So, before I go out and smash a guy who averaged 2 points a game for that ridiculous I could have taken down MJ back in the day crack, let's look at this guy for what he really is. He's just looking to hook some folks and get them to look at him and respond to him. The question is, where does he go next? Was he filthier on the bump than Sandy Koufax? Was he a much better playmaker than Wayne Gretzky could have ever hoped to be? That Tom Brady is lucky LeVar played basketball? This dude is just a clown, and he's getting over and playing absolutely everybody. I'm Jim Rome.
Climate Guard Windows, made in Chicago. We're the contractor's choice for a great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. No gimmicks, no promos. Call 877-654-3010 or visit climateguardwindows.com.
Your creativity was hard at work when you first had the vision to start your own business. It's with that inspiration in mind, Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Printers were designed to help you reveal the creativity of your small business. The Canon Maxify printer lineup provides you with the options to best showcase your ideas with the prints you need when you need them. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to sand, ready to tape, ready to prime and paint. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Right now, pro customers can save up to 15% on 3M Safe Release painter's tape, masking film, and sanding sponges. Plus, save up to 15% on gallons and buckets of Olympic Assure Interior Paint Plus Primer. See the Pro Desk in-store for details. And get ready to refresh and save at Lowe's. 3M offer applies to contractor pack items, U.S. only.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Your weekly horoscope.
Aries, whether you know it or not, you're a tremendous resource to others this week. Taurus, everything may not be working out just yet, but your time is coming soon. Gemini, a shakeup at work may lead to an interesting opportunity. Cancer, no need to accept your first offer. Shop around. Leo, having fun is one thing. Having fun with company is another. Keep an eye out for a new special someone. And Virgo, a new idea or new way of doing something will completely change your world. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never. And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Avaticola. The Wolves host rival Grand Rapids Saturday night in a battle for first place. Tickets start at only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We start in spring training. On the field, the Cubs host Arizona tonight with Kyle Hendricks on the mound. First pitch at 9:05. Chris Bryant is scheduled to join the show today at 5 o'clock. Right now going on, the White Sox, they're playing the Royals, and they trail 1-0 in the second. Ronaldo Lopez starting that game for the Southsiders. World Baseball Classic, Team USA faces Venezuela. Drew Smyly opposes Felix Hernandez. First pitch at 8. Earlier today, Japan beat Israel 8-3. NBA, the Bulls are back in action tonight when they host Memphis. Cameron Payne is out. Rajon Rondo starts at point. Game tips at 7. In hockey, bad news for Artem Anisimov. He is out for 3 to 4 weeks. The Blackhawks are off today with Ottawa in town tomorrow. AHL, the Wolves host Texas tonight. Puck drops at 7. College hoops, NIT, Illinois State takes on UC Irvine. Game starts at 8:30. NCAA play-in games tonight. NC Central faces UC Davis, followed by Providence and USC. And NFL news, all charges of aggravated assault from an incident in February have been dismissed against Darrell Revis. Now at CeCe's, three new deep dish pizzas on the Unlimited Buffet. Dig into new original deep dish and the baked-in flavors of new jalapeno cheddar and garlic parmesan. For more, deep in every bite, just 5 and change at CeCe's. I'm Matt Avaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and I love them so much. Makes me happy. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with two wake-up wrap sandwiches for $2. Enjoy two egg and cheese wake-up wraps and add bacon, sausage, or ham for $1 more. Perfect with a rich, smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
Bernstein and Golf.
It's the news!
The new afternoon show on The Score.
Not all that new.
Yeah. Not anymore.
New-ish. I mean, compared to one that ran 17 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, not really new. The ballpark here, Sloan Park, starting to come to life a little bit as preparations begin for a night game tonight. We look forward to having Chris Bryant stop by before he begins his preparations for launching balls deep into the Arizona evening, and you had some things you wanted to get to.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody saw this. Well, it's been in the updates, actually, so you probably heard it, but this from Ebony and Kathy Cheney, who wrote this piece, says Lance Briggs, who had a 12-year career with the Bears team with SQOR, I believe it's score.com, to develop the multi-episode original production Lance Briggs, Time of My Life, to help educate others about chronic traumatic encephalopathy. The 7-time Pro Bowler has symptoms of the degenerative brain disease that's caused by repeated trauma to the head, and it can only be confirmed after death. Symptoms include difficulty thinking, short-term memory loss, aggression, suicidal thoughts, and motor impairment. Briggs, who is the host of the Lance Briggs Show on Comcast Sportsnet Chicago, explains in the first episode his love for the sport, knowing the risk and how it was just a matter of time before he experienced symptoms of the condition. Quote, I enjoyed every minute of football. I didn't feel like I was in the game until I got a good pop. Either I got popped or I popped somebody. You're not supposed to be doing the things we're doing to our bodies. CTE affects guys in a different way, and you start seeing it even in the practice of football. You get worried. I get concerned for myself, and even though I've never had any suicidal thoughts or anything like that, for it to happen to some great men and great football players, I know that I can't separate myself from that crowd. While discussing his mission on Fox Chicago affiliate WFLD-TV on Monday, Briggs was asked if he was scared. Quote, it does scare me because a lot of men that played the game have taken their lives. There's a heavy percentage of them that are linebackers. Jovan Belcher, Dave Duerson, Adrian Robinson Jr., and Julius Seau are among many with confirmed diagnoses after committing suicide. How is he coping with it all? For me, it's important to stay active, keep feeding my brain.
Yeah, there's no treatment, though.
Scores of NFL players suffer from symptoms of CTE, and the NFL settled a class action lawsuit in 2015 on behalf of thousands of former players. Spiegs and I got a chance to talk to Lance at a golf outing, a charity golf outing, last year. And I asked him about that. I asked him about his concerns and if he was going through anything. And, you know, he kind of shook his head, yeah, and then he chalked it up to the same things that all football players go through. And in a span of 8 months, 9 months, something like that, he's here now. He's here at this introspective place that I'm sure every football player, anybody who's ever engaged in any, you know, level past Pop Warner probably should have to and say to themselves, all right, what's happening to me? What's genetic? What's, you know, what did my father and grandfather go through, and how
and
is
what's
that
progressive
me?
And what's not?
Yeah.
And it's because there's so many unknowns, sometimes you might get some minor difficulties and it never progresses. And they just it just stays as some minor difficulties you have. Sometimes you spin the wheel and you win.
And that's when the war on football people say, hey, look, this guy's played the game for 40
yeah,
years.
Yeah, look, Doug Buffone played for 14 years. Mm-hmm. And he mentioned it every once in a while.
He joked about things.
There'd be something. Yeah, yeah. But it
kept his faculties.
Yes. Oh, right up until he died. Mm-hmm. He was the same dude. There were no personality changes. You know, he was organized and thoughtful and aware.
Notes.
And funny.
Notes.
And that's
bless
a,
his soul.
That's a guy who again, one of these linebackers that was constantly smashing at everything when they were practicing at full speed and full pads all the time and tackling to the ground sometimes in practices. So you don't know. And even as doctors and scientists are competing for the holy grail of trying to determine some of this stuff before the brain can be sliced up and to really know. And there is no treatment that people can say. It's also no different than early onset Alzheimer's, and everybody says the same thing. And there are a lot of charlatans out there and a lot of false promises about how to keep your brain in shape.
The
special water or the special mouthpieces. There are a lot of people who prey on desperation to make a fast buck.
Guys are scared of dying.
But the fact is, there's nothing you can do. There's absolutely nothing one can do.
Thing is, I'm still amazed that when these guys, I know it's a ton of money, and I know it's the fame and the cars and the jewelry and the women and the houses and the expensive vacations and all the things, the trappings of being an NFL player for any time longer than 3 or 4 years that come along with it. But I'm still surprised when guys say I wouldn't change a thing. And maybe because I haven't gone through what they went through.
It's not a fair question. I've talked about this before.
No, well, I'm talking about the answer to the question.
Yeah, but the answer it's the whole construct isn't fair. The whole it's not fair to the football player. It's not fair because you're asking somebody to be a different person. When you say I'd do it all over again, they have no choice. They have no choice. They can't imagine what there's no sliding doors
in that
here
sense,
alternate
that question
realities.
Would never be fair about anything.
But in this particular case, would you do it all over again? What's the alternative?
But what case would what case would that question be fair then? Would you do it all over again?
It depends how wrapped up in one's identity. If somebody said, "Look, would you have taken that trip again? Would you have gone?" But when you're talking about entire life, you're basically asking somebody, "Are you okay with who you are?" You know, because football players, the identity of what you've committed to the game, I think that is kind of a phony baloney thing. Of course, I'd do it all over. What else are you going
to
say?
It's also asking, are you okay with what you understand that you've had to sacrifice?
Got no choice now.
Well,
got no choice.
Not having a choice.
But they didn't.
Sometimes people look back on things and say, you know what? The sacrifice wasn't worth me not remembering my kids' birthdays or me not recognizing that that's my house.
But there's an infinite number of alternate realities that could have been. If you say, look, you have to actually lay out what the choice is. Say, if you don't do it all over again,
a normal
life. Without
the trappings of fame and money and cars and all the other things that come along with being an NFL player.
Yeah, but what if it's not that easy? Because there could be an alternate for a guy who said, look, yeah, I could have gone to law school. I would be very comfortable and making $500,000 a year and working at a big firm. Or some guy could say, look, I would be working in a coal mine. Or I'd have completely different health problems right now. Or I had no other way. You know, there are very real for these guys. For many of these guys, very real alternatives. I think it's reductive to ask that question. Would you do it all over again, knowing what you know now? I mean, sometimes a guy could say.
I'm still surprised the guys say no.
See, I'm not for that reason because you're in some ways asking people to confront having to some retroactive, separate, entire identity because of football, because of the importance of the game to them as to who they are, what they've achieved, all of their how they met their wives, mm-hmm. how they're
especially with football players who have to like wear their numbers on chains so people can identify them, like they're wrapped up in the fact that they you don't see their faces.
They've already given their lives,
their identities. Yeah, exactly.
They've given their lives to the game. They might not have their. You're asking them to say, "Poof, your wife wouldn't be here because you would never have met her. Poof, your kids would be gone." And it's impossible to ask somebody to do that. It's like, of course I would do it all over again. Look what I have. This is who I am. This is my family. These are my friends. These are my experiences. These are my glories that you can't.
And now I'm going to die earlier.
You are.
I can't remember all those glories.
But even to ask that somebody, what if we could just take those all away? Well, they don't want it to take it away. That was all meaningful.
So what about the players that say they wouldn't?
I have heard some
Jackson, some very famous ones.
Well, the difference is the ones who have said I would never let my kid play. I think that's really telling. What LeBron has said, what Bart Scott has said, what so many of those guys have said. The other one that I appreciate is when you phrase it in a way, do you wish at an early age you were better informed of the risks? That's a fair question. To say, if sat you down.
Who would say no, though?
I don't know.
Who would say no? Again, I would not want the information out there to let me know that I should or should not continue on this path of my life.
Well, some say it probably wouldn't have changed their mind. There's some real hardcore guys that, even if you had told me what I'm doing to myself, I still would have done this because of my love for the game. But it's when you were actively defrauded, when teams lied to you.
70s and 80s,
when 90s. Your college coach and your high school coach and all these people actively lied to you, and you don't know who knew what. But it's painful and unfair, I think, to say, hey, would you do it all over again? You're asking, are you okay with the person that you are, essentially? You're asking them.
And people say no to that in instances where CTE isn't involved.
And I'd love to know the follow-up. Yeah, but I'd love to say, okay, well, what would you have rather have done then? Because that's a real question. I'd like to know that. Where would you be that would still be okay?
It's crazy because Lance was sitting in between Spiegs and I, and we were talking about football, and he went in on Trestman and how he wasn't the right coach, and then the next question was about that, and it took him to a different place because once, especially when you're done, and the calls might not be coming through like they used to, and the adulation isn't there. He's got a restaurant. He's got. He's still got some of his money, and he's still, he's still Lance Briggs. He's got a television show, but it's a different vibe when those lights turn off. And now some lights are starting to turn off, physically and in his head, and worrying about those things, and seeing your peers, off themselves, or seeing guys that you probably mentored you in certain situations. Yeah. So it's not even like. My fiance and I have talked about it. It's not even a question. Like she's like, no, Jace is never gonna play football, and I've agreed to that because I want my child to be as healthy as possible, as long as possible.
There are reasonable risks and there are unreasonable risks, and for most people, football has become in the realm of unreasonable risk.
Yeah.
For somebody who has other alternatives.
Yeah, it sounds weird and bad maybe, but let the game choose somebody else.
Hey. That makes sense. It doesn't sound bad at all.
It's like boxing.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein, and we are at Cubs Spring Training here at Sloan Park in Mesa. Looking forward to having a conversation with Chris Bryant in a little over an hour here on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Saturday and Sunday, the world champion Chicago Cubs are back on the score for more spring training action. Saturday, it's Cubs and Brewers starting at 2:55. And Sunday, it's Cubs and Royals starting at 8:55. Live from Arizona.
Payoff pitch to Happ is drilled out into deep right center. Gone! A two-run homer!
Only on Sports Radio 670, The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago.
You deserve the best starting point for your successful university career. Governor State University has the major you want, student housing, and renovated labs, classrooms, and library. Discover GSU at their open house Saturday, March 25th from 10 to 2. Visit govst.edu/openhouse for more information.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
When growing your business, you need the right tools to help you build beyond the solid foundation you've set. Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Printers provide the tools to get the work done. Print you need when you need them. Engineered with your individual business needs in mind, Canon Maxify Printers will help you take your small business to the next level. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Hi there, it's Matt Amatacola.
And Dan Bernstein.
And right now, our friends at Mattress Firm are having a sale that's so incredible, it's so big that they're even impressed with what they're doing.
Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, savings of a lifetime, tens of thousands of top-quality mattresses. We are talking about the best name brands. They need to clear them all out, the floor models, the mattresses in stock, because they got to make room for the latest in technology and innovation. So Mattress Firm is offering you top brands at historic savings of up to 70% off and up to $2,000 off floor models.
Yeah, it really is an incredible opportunity to save so much money on some of the best mattresses out there. And once they're gone, they're gone. So don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to sleep like never before and save while supplies last.
The best opportunity, too, for no-interest financing until 2022. You've got to get into the Mattress Firm near you and take advantage of this, because somebody else will, and someone else is going to get 70% off. Someone else is going to get $2,000 off a floor model. So go into the Mattress Firm near you, the one of many mattress firms near you, and snag this before somebody else does.
Yeah, there's a reason why Mattress Firm is America's number one choice for sleep. They have the best brands, they have the best prices, and the most knowledgeable staff. They truly are the sleep experts. So go to mattressfirm.com. You find that location nearest you. You get in there and take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. They will walk you through their very simple process to help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, the biggest sale ever at Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm, save money.
Sleep happy.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Libra, work-wise, you're golden. Romantically, you're hot. Enjoy it while it lasts. Scorpio, take care of the details of your newest project from the start before they overwhelm you. Sagittarius, the money issues that put you on edge should clear in time for an awesome weekend. Capricorn, your week is the exact opposite of quiet at work. Just remember to spend some time with your special someone. Aquarius, you may have started the week clashing with your boss, but the week will end better. And Pisces, matters that seem outside your hands are very much the opposite. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Stuff where he wanted to be traded for the Washington pick because he wanted a new deal. But every time I've encountered Lance, he's always been straight up. He's always been honest. He's always been, you know, nice. He's always been decent to us. So, you know, it sucks to see a guy who understood what he was undertaking, and now he's going through that.
Chris is in Naperville. He's on the score. Hi, Chris.
Gentlemen, great show. Thank you for having me. I'd like to throw out a name that maybe hasn't been thought of yet for the Illini coaching job, and I'm a little prejudiced because I coached with this gentleman years ago in high school, but Tim Kloos from the Iona Gales has gotten his squad to the NCAA tournament four times in the last 7 years. He's a genius when it comes to offensive transition. His teams average over 80 points a game. He mentored under Frank Morris, who's a legendary coach in Long Island, who's influenced Rick Pitino, Billy Donovan, Bob McPhillip, among many others. And I think his style of ball had a great appeal.
Your phone is breaking up a little. All I know is you said Tim Kloos from the Iona Gales, I believe, is the coach. I'm not familiar with his work.
58 years old. He started St. Mary's High School from 91 to 05, Suffolk Community College. 05 to 06, and then he was at CW Post from 06 to 2010, and then Iona from 2010 to present. And it has been a cradle of coaches before. Jim Valvano was an Iona coach, Pat Kennedy, and I want to say Jeff Ruland.
Ioner.
I'm not sure where Jeff Ruland is now, but it has produced some guys who know what they're doing, and usually you're talking about people that know how to recruit New York.
Yeah.
You're talking about that Northeast. I don't know what kind of fit he would be. That you talk about a guy be a good fit, and sometimes those guys that are used to that New York market, you know, just like we were talking to Chris Spatola the other day, that, like what he said, his experience of being a Jersey guy going down to Texas wasn't exactly comfortable or easy for him, but with the importance of Chicago and a lot of the basketball politics here in this city, not sure. I'm not sure if that'd be a good fit.
You have to find your next Jarence Howard. You got to find a guy that you are willing to pay $1 million to go recruit. So if that means you've got a $25 million package for a coach, well, make it a $20 million package for a coach, and then put that five in 1 year installments into a guy who can go and you know, recruit the South and West sides, the guy that can recruit the Chicagoland area, you know, the guy that can find the diamond in the rough in the suburbs, but make sure that he is in the trenches in these public league, you know, games, and his face is on the scene. Because when the Chicago City Elite Classic comes up and Tom Izzo and Coach K are sitting right there front court where they're next to, you know, kids' parents,
be visible,
that's
be
gonna,
seen.
That's going to matter.
When we come back, we've got some sound of Lance Briggs talking with Lawrence Holmes about what football may have cost him, what it's meant to him. We'll hear him talk about it in his own words coming up after an update on the score.
Listen to Spiegel and Parkins every day between 9 a.m. and 1 until March 17th for your chance to win the score's 25th anniversary Spring Baseball in Vegas giveaway.
Beaver!
Stay at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas and dinner at Mr. Chow with Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, and Ryne Sandberg. Brought to you by Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas!
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready.
ready to sand, ready to tape, ready to prime and paint. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Right now, pro customers can save up to 15% on 3M Safe Release painter's tape, masking film, and sanding sponges. Plus, save up to 15% on gallons and buckets of Olympic Assure Interior Paint Plus Primer. See the Pro Desk in-store for details and get ready to refresh and save at Lowe's. 3M offer applies to contractor pack items, U.S. only.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Weekly horoscope. Aries, whether you know it or not, you're a tremendous resource to others this week. Taurus, everything may not be working out just yet, but your time is coming soon. Gemini, a shakeup at work may lead to an interesting opportunity. Cancer, no need to accept your first offer. Shop around. Leo, having fun is one thing. Having fun with company is another. Keep an eye out for a new special someone. And Virgo, a new idea or new way of doing something will completely change your world. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing...